You are now tuned in to the Pop Drones Show, airing every week, Wednesdays, 10 a.m. until 11:30. Actually, I had to think about what day it was there. That was new music by the Limignanas, a French group doing their best reinterpretations of 60s pop, 60s French pop to be exact, and a little bit of Serge Gainsbourg in there. Good stuff there. Record put out on Trouble in Mind. I think that's actually their first full-length LP after a series of great 7-inches. So jumping into the full-length game there. Lots of new music to share with you this week, folks. Another new track off that absolutely amazing and must-have Sick Alps 2LP set that just came out. Some forthcoming stuff by The Beats, Eternal Tapestry, 7-inch that came out a little while ago that's been getting a lot of play at home. Whatever Brains. Got a new 12-inch here. This is what we're going to play next here. New 12-inch by the Estrogen Highs, who played at the Astoria last week in support of their full-length LP. But yeah, they pressed up 300 copies of a limited 12-inch there. And going to hear that right now. We'll be right back.
CITR 101.9 FM and Timber are proud to present Sebado featuring Quasi, February 11th at the Rickshaw. Founded by legendary Dinosaur Jr. bassist Lou Barlow and touring in support of the reissue of their classic album Bake Sale, Sebado are true pioneers in the world of lo-fi indie rock. This is a licensed, all-ages show with advanced tickets available at Red Cat, Zulu, High Life, Ticketweb.ca, and in Victoria at Ditch Records. Showtime is 9:30. Don't miss Sebado with Quasi, February 11th at the Rickshaw, proudly presented by Timber and CITR 101.9 FM.
Back with the Pop Drones show here. That last track was Time Cops with Shit City, taken from their split with Alberta's Fist City, released on local label Geographing. Mrs. Magician before that with I'm Gonna Hang Out with the Lesbians Next Door and Drop Acid, a 7-inch just issued on a new label called Thrill Me Records. Estrogen Highs before that with a, I believe this is a self-released 12-inch tour only thing there. Kings Run Errands for Me, the name of that song, and the Limonianas starting everything off today with Down Underground. Gonna get into the new Sick Alps here. Actually been sitting on this one for a few months, got an advanced copy to review for a magazine a while back, and it's just hit shelves I believe this week, so it's finally great to get a physical copy of it so I can share it with y'all. It is an amazing record. Been about 3 years since US EZ, their last full-length record. So it's great to see that they've been busy. And yeah, I highly recommend seeking this one out. Shouldn't be too hard to find. Anyways, this is Sick Alps with May Limited.
Yeah. Thank you. He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise. Music that isn't in its right mind.
Back with the Pop Drones show. That last track there was We Shave from Memphis, Tennessee. New cassette on the Night People label called In the Flesh. Song you heard there was Street Life. And before that was The Beats from Brooklyn, New York, following up their debut from, I believe it was last year, with another LP on the Captured Tracks label called Stay Home. Dead was the song that we played there. And Whatever Brains from Raleigh, North Carolina, with a 7-inch there. Love Taps was that song. And Dan Melcher, Und das Menace, also a cassette on Night People there. Spectral Birds was the name of that song. One of about, I don't know, 5 or 6 releases Dan Melcher pumped out last year. And starting everything off today, Sick Alps with May Limited from their new double LP on Drag City, Napa Asylum. I'm going to give a shout out to my good friends Ryan and Amber, who are listening all the way out in Calgary, Alberta. Haven't seen either of them for a while. Glad to hear you guys listening to the show there. Gonna get into some kind of moodier, dreamier stuff here. This is Edgar Wappenhalter. Played a little bit of this about a few months back, but yeah, hasn't really strayed far from the turntable. Not a lot of information on this guy here, actually. Anyways, this is a vinyl release on Mork Tapes. The song we're about to hear is called The Cyclone.
Thank you.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
You are still tuned in to the Pop Drones Show. Last track there was Con, or maybe Cone, Belgian artist, pretty prolific in his own right. Released a lot of stuff, more pop oriented, actually, dance floor type stuff. Jürgen de Blonde released a few records on the Tom Lab label. Anyways, this is part of a four-way split that I played a little bit of a couple weeks back. Peaking Lights are on it, and so is DuckTales. Great stuff released by the Crack, a record label, also based out of Belgium. Really into the four-way split, 7 inches apparently. They did one for Philadelphia Axe, I believe about a year and a half ago or so. Kurt Vile was on that, and a few others there from Philly. Anyways, before that, Ensemble Economique, with a track from their full-length LP on Not Not Fun. Psychical is the name of that. And for those that don't know, Ensemble Economique is one member of the Starving Weirdos, an experimental group if there ever was one. This obviously, this project getting a bit more, much more listenable, kind of along the lines of soundtrack stuff from horror movies from the 80s there. It's kind of what the running theme for those last few tracks were. The song that you heard from Ensemble Economique was Hail, and Umberto before that, also the synth player in Expo 70, a psych rock band out of Kansas City there. Also on the Not Not Fun label, Prophecy of the Black Widow is the name of that, and Widow of the Web was the song that we heard. Right now we're going to get into we're going to keep things here a little synth based. This is a about to play Copper Tone, which is actually a former member of Russian Zarlag, another experimental group, sort of a weird death pop, I guess we could call it. Anyways, Sasha Wiseman is sort of the brains behind Copper Tone here, and she's moved from Providence, Rhode Island to Los Angeles, and recording pretty prolifically, apparently, under this Copper Tone label. This tape here on Night People is called Best of the First 6 Months. Query Refinement is the name of the song that you're just about to hear.
Oh,
CITR, Beatroot Magazine, and AMS Events are proud to present two amazing shows at the Biltmore. February 5th, come see The Blow with Sunny and the Sunsets. This is an early show with doors at 8 and curfew at 11. February 8th, check out Vancouver's Teen Days with Yip Deceiver and Sugar and Gold, both of which are side projects for members of Montreal. This is another early show with doors at 8 and curfew at 11. Advance tickets for both shows are available from Zulu, Red Cat, and The Biltmore.
This is Dylan Osick from Slingshot, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC.
Back with the Pop Drone Show. Last track we heard there was Renee Hell. Or sorry, no, that's coming up. The Cabalities. That's a compilation record released by DNT. Sort of a best of, taken from many of their CDRs and cassettes. Released over the last 3 or 4 years, many of them sort of disappearing as quickly as they were released. So yeah, it's good to get that stuff on vinyl there. And before that was Mist, the collaborative project between Sam Goldberg and John Elliott of Emeralds there. They have a 12-inch EP. It's actually a reissue of a cassette put out between Pizza Night and Wagon Tapes earlier last year. So Amethyst Sunsets put that one on vinyl for us. Glowing Net is the name of it, and the name of the song that we heard there was Soaring Yellow / Glowing Net, and Copper Tone starting everything off there. Query Refinement was the name of the song, and Best of the First 6 Months was the name of the cassette released on the Night People label. Now we're going to get into that Renee Hell. This is a fairly recent issue on Arbor Records. It's a split with Three-Legged Race. I believe that's a side project of Robert Beatty, who also plays in Hair Police and does a lot of great artwork, including the artwork for the Cabalities release that we just heard there. Ace Rubeo is the name of this song here. So you got Renee Hell on Pop Drones.
Thank you.
Still tuned into the Pop Drones show, though, getting ready to wrap things up here. Last track there was Concern from his full-length LP on Arbor Records. Caesarian is the name of that album. Discreet Memorial was a song that we heard, and Renee Hell from his split with Three-Legged Race, Ace Rebeo. Going to end things off here with a new Barn Owl track here, and this is actually a collaborative effort with sort of a small ensemble, the Infinity Strings Ensemble. This is released on Important Records just a few weeks back here. Condensation is the name of the song that we're about to hear. We got Luke Meat with A Noise coming up next, and more Pop Drones next Wednesday, 10 a.m. So leaving off here with Barn Owl and the Infinite Strings Ensemble.
Thank you. these sounds.